Chapter 5.
Don't be slow,
Naomi said over her shoulder in a sing-song voice.
We've only got so much time until nightfall, after all.
Damn, how long did you plan for this to take? I mean, I wasn't going to complain either way, but it was only 4 in the afternoon, and nightfall wasn't for at least another 3.5 hours. That meant a lot of time for whatever fun activities she had in mind. You know it doesn't get dark anytime soon, right? I smirked.
We have to leave time for cuddling afterwards.
Naomi winked.
Though I imagine we'll go, and go, and go again until we both pass out from exhaustion.
I don't know if I want to pass out, I admitted as we sauntered up the stairs, and my eyes were focused on Naomi's leather-clad ass the whole way. Now that I know the Shadow Man is after me and all.
Oh, I'll make sure you stay awake.
Naomi purred back at me.
If you start to doze off, I'll just pull that thick ripcord of yours a few times. That'll wake you right up.
Damn right it will. I smiled. We continued up the stairs and then down the hallway, until we got to the main bedroom. Then Naomi ran through the threshold of the room, flipped around midair, and plopped down on the bed with a little giggle.
Are you coming?
She teased. She turned her body around so she was on her back, and then she spread out her legs as she beckoned for me to come and join her. As I went to step through the door, however, something in my body told me to stop. I couldn't help but remember the feeling of paralysis I'd had the last time I was in this bed, along with the image of the evil goblin-like monster that had attacked me.
You all right, Carter?
Naomi asked, as her face fell into a frown. Better than all right, I promised. Last night, this room wasn't a good place to be.
It's all right.
Naomi purred as she sat up and crossed her legs.
If you've got a bad memory in this room, then I think we'll just have to override it with some good ones. Starting right now.
As she spoke, Naomi reached down and touched the fabric of her top. She wore the same dark black tank top she normally wore, with its entire front ripped down the center and then tied back together in small strings to make it look like a corset. The red and black-haired woman giggled as she undid the ties one by one, and my eyes followed her fingers as her toned tummy and adorable belly button were exposed to the air. When she finally got to the last tie, her shirt fell open, and her massive D-cups fell against her chest with a jiggle. Her bright red nipples stood erect through the holes of the fishnet top she wore underneath her corset, and my cock grew so hard that it now threatened to tear through my pants. Yeah, I murmured, as my eyes raked over her exposed skin. I'm already starting to forget about the bad memories.
Good.
Naomi moaned, and she rubbed her erect nipples with her fingers, licked her lips, and stared at my bulge.
You'd better get over here soon, or I'm gonna have to take some drastic measures.
Oh, really? I raised my eyebrows at the woman. Like what? Maybe I should make you come to me. Naomi's brow furrowed, but then her lips twisted into a sly grin, before she quickly summoned silver magic around her hands, blasted a shot over to me, and lifted me a few inches off the ground. Before I could make another move, Naomi pulled me toward her, and I felt my body press up against hers. The second her spell ceased, the witch wrapped her hands around the bottom of my shirt and yanked it over my head. Then I pressed my lips against the woman's red-painted, supple mouth and allowed my tongue to slide inside as I fondled her breasts. Naomi let out a short, happy purr as I tweaked her nipples and squeezed her breasts tenderly, and she gasped when I pulled away from her lips and started to suck on her neck.
Ugh, Carter,
she moaned, as her hand rubbed my erection through my pants.
That feels so fucking good.
Little did she know I was just getting started. I sucked on Naomi's neck for a few more seconds before I kissed my way down to her left breast and then moved my tongue slowly across the nipple. It seemed to get harder with my touch, and the witch's hand wrapped around the back of my head. Then she pressed me into her breast, so I went to town with my mouth. My fingers drifted down into Naomi's waistband as I sucked, licked, and softly bit her nipple, all while she let out several sounds of pure ecstasy. She gasped when my index and middle fingers slid into her warm, wet slit, and her pussy spasmed around me when I started to finger her. Oh, damn. I whistled as I pulled away from her nipple. You feel really tight.
Just wait,
the witch said as she bit her lip.
If you think that's tight, you're gonna love what I have planned for you.
I wasn't sure what exactly she meant by that, but the authoritative way she said it made my dick grow even harder, So I moved my head over to Naomi's right breast and repeated my sensual actions while I increased the pace of my finger thrusts. Naomi moaned as her fingers dug into my hair, and her warm tunnel spasmed around my fingers. Then she practically melted when I started to rub my thumb over her clitoris. Her right hand trailed down the side of my naked torso until it found my waistband, and then it slid inside and grabbed my ass tightly. So tightly, in fact, that I knew I was probably going to have some bruises the next day. But that was all right, because we were just getting started. Finally, I slid my fingers out of Naomi's pussy and pulled away from her perfect breasts. She frowned as I exited her, but her disappointment quickly turned into happiness when she saw me reaching for my pants.
I need to be inside you, Naomi,
I growled as I pulled down my sweatpants and spandex in a single motion as I released my cock.
Right fucking now.
Then get inside me,
the witch purred, and then she tugged off her own pants.
My boots stay on, though.
And the fishnets? I asked hopefully, as I looked down at the woman's bald, tender slit. It was already dripping wet with anticipation, and her labia was just as swollen and as full as the smeared red lips on her face.
Oh, I don't know.
Naomi trailed off as she tapped her chin repeatedly.
What's in it for me?
Okay. I shrugged and then licked my lips. I'll give you a little bit of extra incentive. I slid down, so I was on my knees at the foot of the bed. Next, I grabbed onto Naomi's leather boots by the ankles and pulled her toward me in one swift, violent motion. Then I let my tongue fall out of my mouth as I pressed it up against the woman's right inner thigh, and she let out a soft gasp as my tongue traced circles around her thigh and slowly moved in closer and closer to her womanhood. I could smell Naomi's sweet arousal, and the scent of vanilla mixed with citrus nearly sent me over the edge.
I needed to taste her right fucking now.
Carter,
she whimpered.
I thought you were going to rearrange my insides.
I will, I promised, but after I do this.
I traced my tongue around Naomi's pussy lips and lapped up some of her sweet juices, which caused her whole body to tremble. She mewled.
You're so good with your tongue.
I hadn't even gotten to the good part yet. I licked the outside of Naomi's vagina for a few more seconds, though I intentionally ignored her clit. Every time I got close to it, the witch let out an excited gasp, but then she would sigh when I moved on. Finally, I decided to stop teasing her. I wrapped my arms around her legs and buried my face into her tender flower. My tongue made every motion I could possibly imagine as it traced across her swollen clitoris, and Naomi went wild. The muscles in the witch's legs tightened as she let out a long, powerful groan and leaned her head back. Her massive breasts jiggled as she leaned backward and took all the pleasure in, and the sight made me as hard as a fucking diamond. Plus, seeing Naomi in such a happy state only increased my desire to take her to the fucking moon. So I started going faster, and Naomi's gasps began to grow closer together and more silent.
You taste so damn good,
I whispered when I pulled away for a second.
Oh, like fucking fresh, warm honey.
Oh, Carter.
Naomi moaned as I dove back in, and then her legs pressed up against the sides of my head.
I think I'm almost there. I think I might... Oh, wait. Fuck.
Naomi's warm excitement gushed out onto my chin as her legs took my head in a vice and held me tight. I didn't let up as Naomi's orgasm echoed off the walls of my bedroom, and her body turned into jelly against me. Finally, once the moans subsided into panting, I pulled away and looked up into her dark brown eyes.
That was fun, I said as I winked and wiped her love juices off my face. I didn't get to do that last time, so I figured you'd want the full experience.
Naomi's eyes narrowed, and she unwrapped herself from around my head. Then she tossed her leather boots underneath my armpits, yanked upward, and brought me to my feet.
Get inside me,
she commanded, as she reached down and spread apart her pussy lips.
Right now.
Oh, since you asked nicely. I teased as I leaned over Naomi, and she laid back a bit on the bed. I pressed my lips against hers, and we began to make out once more as our hands explored each other's bodies. As we kissed, I adjusted my pelvis so it was hovering parallel to Naomi's, and then I pushed the head of my cock right up against her entrance. Naomi whimpered when she felt my manhood touch her delicate flower, but she didn't stop tongue-wrestling me as I moved into position. That's when I pushed into her. I started off with a slow, very gentle thrust,
her warm, tight pussy wrapped around the top half of my cock, inch by inch, as I slid into the witch, and my balls tightened as her warmth overtook me. My legs felt like they were about to buckle as I let out a long, guttural groan, but I had to keep it together. We were just getting started. Oh, shit, you feel incredible. I placed my right hand underneath Naomi's thick ass and lifted her a few inches off the bed. And when I pushed my cock the rest of the way inside of Naomi, her pussy grabbed onto me like a fucking vice. The head of my dick pressed up against her cervix, and I couldn't wait to unload my seed into her fertile womb. But not yet. Now, I simply needed to bring her back to the top of the mountain, and I knew just how to do that. I pulled myself out of Naomi, about halfway, before I cupped her ass cheek and then pushed back in. I repeated the motion 3 more times at the same pace, and she started to whimper against my mouth.
Fuck, that feels good.
The witch groaned.
Feels so fucking good, Carter.
That makes 2 of us, I said with a soft grin. You're so damn tight and wet right now.
Of course I am.
Naomi winked.
Who wouldn't be when they're being pounded by that monster?
You want to be pounded? I asked with a raised eyebrow.
Yes.
Naomi bit her lip, and her dark eyes smoldered up at me.
I want you to pound me. Don't hold back. I can take it.
Are you sure? I don't want to hurt you.
You won't,
she said, as she ran her hand along my face.
I trust you.
That was all I needed to hear. I slid my cock out of her pussy with a small schluck, and then I pressed its head up against her entrance, pushed inside as deep as I could go, and pulled out until all that remained inside was my tip. I froze there for a moment, and just when Naomi opened her mouth to protest, I thrust my hips forward, hard. My tight balls slapped against her ass, and we both moaned in unison. I repeated the motion again, and a wave of ecstasy washed over my body when she quivered in my arms. I kept at it for several more minutes, and before long, Naomi and I were both moaning in unison. Her velvet tunnel spasmed around me as I felt her warm love juices gushing out of her, and I knew it wasn't going to be long before one of us broke. My balls felt so tight they were practically inside my body, all while the warm coil of anticipation tightened in my abdomen. Naomi's moans grew louder and more hurried, until finally she threw back her head and opened her mouth like she was going to scream. However, all that came out was a soft, sputtering whimper. Her womanhood was now pulsing like a damn strobe light, and I didn't know how much longer I was going to be able to keep going. I watched as Naomi's breasts bounced with each thrust of my hips, and she now gripped the sheets on the bed with a white-knuckled grasp. She was close. Now, I just needed to take her over the finish line.
Oh, holy fuck, you're getting even tighter. You're gonna squeeze every single bit of my sperm out of my balls, aren't you?
And then some.
She keened.
I'm going to... Oh, fuck! Oh, Carter! Carter!
Naomi bent at the waist and wrapped her arms around my neck as she pulled me into an intense, passionate kiss. At the same time, she threw her legs around my hips and forced me into her as deep as I could go, all while her pussy gripped tightly and trembled. The sound of Naomi's orgasm sent me over the edge, and the warm coil in my abdomen snapped.
Oh!
I growled, as every muscle in my body tensed up. Sheer ecstasy pulsed through my very soul as the world around me started to spin, and I had to brace myself against the bed to keep from falling over. Naomi's pussy squeezed me like a tube of toothpaste until, finally, I gave her exactly what she'd been begging for. My balls quivered as they started to unload my cum straight into the witch's womb, and my legs turned to jelly as I shot out 10 freaking blasts of my warm cream. It must have been too much for her to handle because I could already feel it oozing back out around my cock. I panted as I carefully pulled my dick out of Naomi and then flipped over onto the bed with a sigh.
Ah, fuck, that was good.
Naomi sighed as she stared up at the ceiling, and then she sat up in the bed and looked down at my half-mast.
But we're not done yet. Not by a fucking long shot.
What more could you want? I teased. I already filled you up.
Not all the way.
The witch giggled as she traced my dick with her index finger.
There's still another hole that you need to fill.
Your mouth?
No.
Naomi smirked.
Even better. But first, I need to get you back to where you need to be.
Before I could say anything else, the red and black-haired woman flipped over onto her stomach, bent her legs so her feet were in the air, and then gently hovered her mouth around my cock.
Naomi's brown eyes stared up into my soul as she kicked her feet playfully, and then she wrapped her lips around me. Her mouth was warm and wet, which instantly started to bring me back to full mast. She reached down and fondled my balls as she bobbed her head up and down slowly, all the while she lashed her tongue back and forth against my shaft.
"Oh my God!"
I gasped in a single word as my world went white and my erection started to return.
"That's fucking amazing, Naomi."
The woman forced herself all the way down onto my erection like it was nothing, though she made a slight gagging noise when my dick pushed into her throat. She kept tugging on my balls, softly, as she gobbled up my dick with hunger in her eyes, and soon I felt that warm coil returning to its tensed-up state. Naomi must have had other ideas, though, because she pulled her head back and let my cock slip out of her mouth.
"Ah, there we go."
She nodded as she sized up my erection.
"Nice and hard, and nice and wet."
"Why'd you stop?"
"So I could do this."
The witch purred, and then she sat up with her back still facing me.
"Don't worry. I prepared myself for this."
Naomi moved her body over so her hips were hovering over my erection, and then she slowly lowered herself down onto my dick. Only this time, it wasn't her labia that I found myself pressed up against. It was her ass. Naomi didn't even stop or hesitate as she pushed herself down, and I watched as my cock slid inside the tight ring of her asshole. She let out a whimper as she continued downward, until I felt myself all the way up inside of her. Meanwhile, my vision was starting to blur. Her ass was so fucking tight, tighter than anything I'd ever experienced before, and this was the first time a woman had ever let me do this. It was more amazing than I ever could have imagined.
"Oh, shit!"
I growled as I leaned forward and kissed Naomi on the back of the neck.
"That's so fucking hot!"
"It's about to get hotter,"
the witch promised over her shoulder, and then she reached back and grabbed my hands. Naomi guided them to her breasts, so I started to trace around her nipples before I gave them a squeeze. The woman moaned with excitement, and then she began to move her hips up and down. As she did so, her curvy ass bounced up and down on my rock-hard cock, and I was on cloud nine. My balls tightened up again as I tried to contain myself, but I didn't think I was going to last very long. Still, I had to try. The sensation of Naomi's tight asshole around my cock was intense, but I wanted to see if I could at least get her worked up again. I let my left hand drift downward until I felt Naomi's tender clitoris against my fingers. It was swollen with excitement, and the woman quivered when my index finger brushed against it.
"Ha, somebody's excited,"
I said with a growl, and then I got to work. My fingers circled the woman's beautiful, tender clit as she bounced up and down on my cock, and she let out a few moans.
"Oh, fucking hell,"
the goth girl purred.
"Oh, this is so damn hot."
"I want you to finish again, too,"
I whispered as I flicked my finger across her nub.
"I'm not stopping until you come a third time."
"Oh, third time?"
Naomi whimpered.
"Oh, nobody's ever done that for me before."
"There's a first time for everything," I rumbled. I continued to fondle the witch's breast and clit until finally her moans started to grow more intense, and the rhythm of her hips felt like it was becoming disrupted. Naomi finally stopped moving, mid-thrust, and she leaned her head backward. She pressed her lips up against mine as she moved her ass down onto me as far as it would go, and then her body began to tremble.
"I'm going to... Oh, God!"
She whimpered with her eyes closed.
"Oh! Oh, fuck!"
Naomi's moan echoed in my ears as I continued to play with her clit, and her naked body turned to mush against me. Then she looked back over her shoulder and smiled. "Told ya," I winked.
"Now it's your turn,"
she growled. Without another word, Naomi placed her hands in front of her body, leaned forward, and stuck her ass out a little bit. Then she started to move up and down on my cock as hard as she could, and her curvy ass jiggled intensely as she slammed her body against mine. The sight of her amazing ass, combined with the tightness of her hole, sent me over the edge. I leaned back and then let out a long, guttural moan as my balls started to throb, and I felt my body get overtaken by carnal pleasure.
"Oh, I'm coming, Naomi!"
I yelled as the coil in my stomach snapped and I started to see stars.
"Oh, fuck, I'm coming!"
Naomi continued to grind her hips up and down as I unloaded what felt like a gallon of my seed straight up into her ass.
"That's right. Fill me up, Carter. Fill every fucking hole in my body."
Her dirty talk only made me even more turned on, and I felt a few more bits of my sperm spray up into her. Finally, once I had begun to calm down, Naomi pulled her body upwards, and I slid out of her tight hole. I watched as my semen dribbled down out of her ass and met with the cream pie I'd already given her in her pussy. It was a glorious sight, and I could feel my manhood already starting to throb with anticipation once more. However, I didn't think I had any fluids left in my body at the moment, so I simply fell back on the bed.
Holy shit.
I gasped for air. That was something else.
I hope you mean that in a good way.
The witch cooed as she plopped down onto the bed beside me, and then cuddled up against my bare chest. Naomi, I said with a click of my tongue. You don't get any more good than that. Nobody's ever let me do that before.
You're in luck, then.
Naomi winked.
Because it's one of my favorite kinks. Even the prep I did beforehand turns me on.
Good. This meant there was plenty more where that came from. Naomi and I laid there for a while, and the witch eventually dozed off. However, I refused to. I could feel my eyes getting heavy, but I didn't dare pass out now. I didn't know when the Shadow Man would strike again, but I knew he could only get me when I was asleep. Sure, I could easily break out of his paralysis spell, turn into a werepanther and try to kill him, but he'd just disappear. Until he wanted to harass me again. And one of these times, he was going to actually catch me off guard. We had to figure out what to do about this fucker, and we had to figure it out quickly. Maybe, just maybe, the Coven archives might be the place to look. If we could even find it under all the rubble. Either way, we had to try. The Shadow Man was about to go from being the hunter to being the hunted.